And now, young Widder Brown. Ellen Brown has just received a visit from Jim Morrison, the attractive ex-husband of Dr. Allison Shaw, who saved Ellen's life and whose stormy past has become Ellen's concern. Just after Jim left, Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, called Ellen, angry that Jim had gone to see her. And now, as Ellen hangs up the telephone in her living room, her friend Mariah Hawkins looks at her inquiringly, and Ellen says,
"Anthony is raging, Mariah."
"Well, now, Ellen, it's probably because he just thinks people are putting things over on you or something."
No, I don't think it's that. I think it's a purely selfish rage this time, Mariah."
"Well, how do you mean, Ellen?"
"He's still angry at Dr. Allison Shaw. Anthony is a different person when he's dealing with administrative affairs at the hospital. His idea is that the patient's comfort and well-being are all important, that the efficiency of the hospital comes first."
"Well, you can't blame him for that, Ellen."
"Mariah, to be helpful and understanding of Allison Shaw would certainly not jeopardize the hospital to that extent, I'm sure."
"Well, maybe he thinks it would. And as for me, I know that the whole thing is bothering you altogether too much. And you're not getting the rest that you should have after your operation."
"Oh, Mariah, that isn't so."
"Well, you're fresh out of the hospital. You just shouldn't be worrying about people the way you do."
"Oh, Mariah, stop it. Each day I grow stronger. But I do find Anthony's intolerance pretty exhausting."
"That Jim Morrison is certainly a mighty handsome man."
"Yes, isn't he?"
"I don't know. Never having been married myself. But if I was Allison Shaw, I don't know as I'd be running away from him so much. I don't know if I wouldn't be able to stand him when he'd been drinking. He's so nice looking and well behaved when he's sober."
"Oh, Mariah, you know you don't mean that at all."
"Maybe not. Now, I think the thing for you to do, Ellen, is to go upstairs to bed. If you have any more company, you can see them there."
"Yes, ma'am."
"That is, if I think they're the kind of company you should keep. You know, Ellen, I can be just as tough as Anthony if I want to be. I can be just as mean if I'm protecting someone, believe me."
"I'll go, but don't be too mean to my friends, or I won't have any left, Mariah."
Oh,
my, Anthony will be telling me I told you so for the next 3 weeks." "Oh, Mariah, I'm sleepy. I may go right to sleep and not be able to see visitors at all. And that would solve all your problems."
Now, later in the evening, Dr. Allison Shaw drives up to the mansion house in Anthony's car and walks out into the garden where her ex-husband, Jim Morrison, sits smoking a cigarette. He gets to his feet as Allison comes toward him and says,
"Good evening, Allison."
"Hello, Jim."
"Won't you sit down?"
"Thanks."
"Cigarette? That's the next line, isn't it?"
"From you, I always thought it was have a drink."
"Darling, you haven't changed."
"Jim, why did you follow me here to Cincinnati?"
"For the same reason that I'll follow you wherever you go, Allison. Because you're in my blood and my brain and my soul. And on my conscience."
"That's refreshing to hear that I'm on your conscience. And to hear you say it when you're sober is really a rare experience."
"But perhaps the reason I have you on my conscience is not what you think, Allison."
"So?"
"I have you on my conscience because I consider it a civic duty to protect other people from you."
"Why, Jim, that's a new angle."
"Yes, I thought you'd be a little surprised. You see, Allison, this last time, this final time that you walked out on me, I gave up a great deal of thought. And I came up with quite a few interesting answers."
"Such as my being to blame? Such as my being the evil one in the combination?"
"Perhaps. I'm not too sure. I shared. I acknowledge that, of course. I shared."
"How generous of you, Jim."
"But you, Allison, only your maker and I know how you're made. What stuff you're made of. The kind of evil only you can do."
"And you're here to tell everyone."
"Perhaps."
"You think, Allison, you came to Simpsonville with not a very good reputation, and certainly your entrance left something to be desired."
"I know."
"You see, Jim, I know all the promises you make, all the fond dreams you've had. But I also know that in no time at all they're dissipated. Useless."
"Go on."
"And Jim, I got here first. No one's going to listen to you."
"One has listened already."
"Anthony Loring listened, but has only irritation and contempt for you."
"I didn't mean Anthony Loring."
"Ellen Brown."
"Yes. How did you know him?"
"Loring told me you'd been to see Ellen. I warned you he was annoyed. He may resent it. Actively, Jim."
"Allison, I'm not afraid of Loring, and I did not intrude on Ellen Brown. I went to her because I wanted to know about you. I wanted to know how long I was to be in bondage to you. If there were any freedom from you anywhere."
"Freedom from me? That's wonderful. Who's tied to whom?"
"We're both free of there. It's not amusing. Only we can't seem to realize it. Twice we've been divorced. rather ridiculous.
When would you go away?
I don't know. I think I shall stay here until I know just what I want to do. Or rather, until I know what you're going to do.
Jim, do you love me?
I don't know. You love me?
I don't know that either.
So, here we are, chasing each other all over the country, without any sound reason for it. That's what I meant, Allison, when I said that I had to come here. I had to reevaluate everything.
Everything? Even with liquor?
Perhaps.
Tell me, are you going to give up drinking again?
Probably.
Oh, dear.
Allison, it's just once in the times we were together you believed that I was going to give up drinking. I might have followed through.
I'm to blame. You didn't.
Yes, well, you always gave me to understand that I was a failure in every way. What man, knowing that a woman feels that way about him, can have any faith in himself for anything?
I came back to you, Jim.
Why? You came back to me because I was the child you never had. I was the helpless nuisance that to some women means maternity. I was the picture, the tableau with no substance.
How you hate me.
No, how I know you, Allison.
But...
And let us say that my mission in Simpsonville is to make you know yourself. See to it that other people know it.
Jim, the people here are simple people. No one knows weak, sobbing failures like you. There's no experience with them. And they won't let you indulge yourself. Anthony Loring will throw you out. I know you.
You talk a great deal of this man, Loring. With such conviction, such knowledge. How do you know him so well?
I work for him.
Allison, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to trap another man? Are you trying to...
How dare you? How dare you insult me?
You struck me before, Allison. But only when I've been drunk, because I needed liquor to get the courage to say these things to you. Now, from somewhere, I found the courage without drinking. And you still tell me.
Do not. But I hate you. I hope that I mean it when I say...
Allison, is that you? Allison, are you here?
He's come looking for you, Allison. Is he half under your spell now?
Be quiet, be quiet. Anthony?
Hello. I went looking for my car. I'm needed out on the turnpike, Allison. Olivia McAvoy drove me over here.
I'm sorry, Anthony.
She's in the driveway, Allison. She'll take you back to the hospital. May I have my keys?
Of course.
She's waiting for you.
I'll go at once, Anthony. Good night. And I hope it wasn't too inconvenient not having your car.
No. I had an idea where you were. Good night, Allison.
Good night, Anthony.
You managed Allison very well, Dr. Loring. Snap of the fingers and she comes or goes as you wish, I think.
Morrison.
He tells me you're annoyed that I called on Ellen Brown.
I am. Mrs. Brown is my fiancée. She's been very ill. She's convalescing. I see no reason in the world why she should be bothered by Allison or you.
She didn't seem bothered. As a matter of fact, she was very hospitable, very kind.
All the more reason why I prefer that you don't impose on her.
I'll try not to.
Shall we say you must do more than try, Morrison? May I have your word?
My word isn't worth much, is it?
Perhaps not, but as a gesture.
Look, you're a wise man in some ways, Dr. Loring. I liked what you said the other day about my ailment. But may I tell you that you're being a fool about something I'm familiar with?
What?
My ex-wife's rare talent for perfidy, deceit, trouble. Her name is Allison.
I have to go and see a patient, Morrison. I'm not even remotely interested in your characterization of Allison, nor in hers of you. To sum you both up, you're probably the greatest nuisances that have come my way in some time. Good night.
I'm impervious to flattery, Doctor. Good night.
The clash of conflicting emotions looms ahead as Anthony strides toward his car. How hard will it strike at young Widder Brown?